Okay, so week number two, and we've looked today at vocal awareness for Edward Bond's play Tuesday. You'd be given a worksheet. The main bulk of that worksheet is in the middle near the bullet points. You're to copy some text from this script into a Word document, starting two-thirds of the way down page 48. Irene opens the door and stands in the doorway. And then going on to page 49, as much as you need to do. Don't just do one or two lines. You need to be getting into page 49, otherwise it's too short a piece of work. You then annotate that text using the keywords that are there on your worksheet with the bullet points and referencing some of those words that are in the box to the right of the bullet points. These are keywords that should be there in your work, keywords that you should be developing in your work, keywords, your piece should be rich in keywords, visual, oral, spatial, tended to be just a little bit waffly, just a little bit unacademic. You are writing like 12-year-olds, not like 16, 17, 18-year-old theatre practitioners. So you type the script in Word. If you have a Mac, this might be slightly different, so you'll have to find your own way of doing it. You then highlight the word that you want to discuss. So highlight the word you want to discuss. Click at the top on Review. Click on New Comment. And then you insert your comment. And your comment tells me the way you said that line using keywords and a justification. Note I say the way you said it, not the way you will say it, but the way you did say it. And you may choose at this stage just to discuss father or just to discuss Irene. But you are using vocal awareness to show your understanding of character and politics within that scene. That's 100 words. 100 words for the annotation. You then choose either task one or task two. It's essentially a fill in the gaps, dot, dot, dot. And we filled in the gaps, the dot, 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 on the whiteboard during the lesson, during the two exercises that we undertook. The first one we did near the beginning of the lesson, number two we did towards the end of the lesson. They'll make sense. Please do not copy the worksheet word for word. And notice the two purple bits at the end of one, discuss what this taught you about father. Two, discuss what this taught you about whichever character you looked at. For either one or either two, you do 75-ish words, and your last 25 words come at the end of your annotated script, and they are at the bottom, either glottal or plosives, or fricatives or sibilant sounds. It's all very clear at the bottom of the worksheet. That's your last 25 words. If you are struggling, look at the Equus example that we gave you. We gave it to you for a reason. Look at it online because it's got the annotated text. If you go to Unit 1 on Godalming Online, you will also notice there are more examples of top band work. Have a look so you know the standard you should be reaching for week two and upload it by the given deadline. Otherwise, again, you are going to forfeit feedback. Enjoy!